Welcome to Zichudasi, my name is Ram Goldhar, and today we're in Maseches Pesachim, Daf Chav Ches. This is going to be an abbreviated shiur. So the three points we're going to focus on. Number one, in the Mishnah, Daf Chav Aleph Amud Aleph, the Chami disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda regarding burning chametz and stated, Mafar v'zor l'ruach umatil yam. He crumbles the chametz and scatters it to the wind or casts it into the sea. The Gemara inquires if that means that the chametz must be crumbled, whether it's thrown to the wind or cast into the sea, or it means that he must crumble it to scatter it to the wind, but may cast it into the sea intact. A parallel inquiry is made regarding a mission that discusses destroying Avodah Zorah using similar language. Does the Avodah Zorah need to be ground up before throwing it to the wind or into the sea, or only when thrown to the wind? Rabbah said that it seems most reasonable to say that Avodah Zorah, which in that mission is discussing throwing it specifically into the Yamamelech for disposal, does not require grinding before being cast into it. But a chametz, which our mission is discussing throwing it into other rivers, requires crumbling before being cast into the river. Rashi explains that in the Yamamelech there are no boats passing, and hence no concern that travelers will pick it up. Rav Yosef said the opposite is more reasonable. Avodah Zorah, which does not dissolve in water, requires grinding, whereas chametz, which does dissolve, does not require it. Braises are brought which support each view. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, chametz shel nachri she'avar lav ha-pesach mutter b'hana. Chametz belonging to a nachri after Pesach has passed is mutter b'hana, while Yisrael asur b'hana, but chametz that belong to a Jew over Pesach is asur b'hana she'nemar lo yer'el ha-chasor, as it says, leaven shall not be seen to you. Rashi cites the Gemara's conclusion that the pasuk is cited as the reason for the ruling, meaning that the Jew's chametz is forbidden because he's penalized for having transgressed the prohibition against having it in his possession over Pesach. And point number three, the Gemara brings a brice with a three-way machlokas regarding chametz. Rav Yudah holds that from the beginning of the seventh hour until Pesach and after Pesach, one transgresses a lav for eating or getting hana from chametz. If it's consumed during Pesach, one transgresses a lav and is liable for karas. Rav Shimon holds that from the beginning of the seventh hour until Pesach and after Pesach, eino over below klum. One does not transgress anything on its account. During Pesach, one transgresses a lav and is liable for karas. Rav Yossi Agli reacted strongly to those opinions, stating that chametz during the 7 days of Pesach is mutter b'hana. The Braisa continues with bringing the various psukim that support each position and explains why each tana did not hold like the other. So once again, the three points are. Point number one, in the Mishnah Daf Chaf Alva Amud Aleph, the Chachamim disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda regarding burning chametz and stated, Mefarer v'zoro ruach matil yam. He crumbles the chametz and scatters it to the wind or casts it into the sea. The Gemara inquires if that means that the chametz must be crumbled, whether it's thrown to the wind or cast into the sea, or it means they must crumble it to scatter it to the wind, but may cast it into the sea intact. A parallel inquiry is made regarding a mission that discusses destroying Avodah Zorah using similar language. Does the Avodah Zorah need to be ground up before throwing it to the wind or into the sea, or only when thrown to the wind? Rava says it seems most reasonable to say that Avodah Zorah, which in that Mishnah is discussing throwing it specifically into the Yamamelech for disposal, does not require grinding before being cast into it. But chametz, which our Mishnah is discussing throwing into other rivers, requires crumbling before being cast into the river. Rashi explains that in the Yamamelech there are no boats passing, and hence no concern that travelers will pick it up. Rav Yosef said the opposite is more reasonable. Avodah Zorah, which doesn't dissolve in water, requires grinding, whereas chametz, which does dissolve, doesn't require. Braises are brought, which support each view. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Chametz shel nachri she'avar lav ha-pesach mutter b'hana. Chametz belonging to a nachri after Pesach has passed is mutter b'hana, while Yisrael asur b'hana, but chametz that belong to a Jew or Pesach is asur b'hana. Shne'emar lo yer elocha so'or, as it says, leaven shall not be seen to you. Rashi cites the Gemara's conclusion that the pasuk is cited as the reason for the ruling, meaning that the Jew's chametz is forbidden because he's penalized for having transgressed the prohibition against having it in his possession over Pesach. And point number three, the Gemara brings a braisa with a three-way machlokes regarding the Isur chametz. Rav Yudah holds that from the beginning of the seventh hour until Pesach and after Pesach, one transgresses a lav for eating or getting hana from chametz. If it's consumed during Pesach, one transgresses a lav and is liable for karas. Rav Shimon holds that from the beginning of the seventh hour until Pesach and after Pesach, eino over below klum. One doesn't transgress anything on its account. During Pesach, one transgresses a lav and is liable for karas. Rav Yossi Agli reacted strongly to those opinions, stating that chametz during the 7 days of Pesach is mutter b'hana. The Braisa continues with bringing the various psukim that support each position and explains why each tana didn't hold like the other. All right, so now we go to our siman for Daf Chav Ches, and our standard siman is a strong man, koach, a strong man. So here goes. This strong man, showing off his strength by crumbling chametz in one hand while grinding avodah zorah in the other, was embarrassed when he was told that the chametz belonged to a nachri, and that he better relearn the three shitas regarding the iser chametz. Once again, in slow motion, the strong man, that must be more daf chavches. The strong man showing off his strength by crumbling chametz in one hand while grinding avodah zor in the other, which reminds us that the chamin disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda regarding burning chametz and stated, "Mafar of zor la ruach umatu layam." He crumbles the chametz and scatters it to the wind or casts it into the sea. And the Gemara inquired if that means the chametz must be crumbled whether it's thrown into the wind or cast into the sea, or means they must crumble it to scatter it to the wind, but he may cast it into the sea intact. An apparel inquiry was made regarding a mission that discusses destroying Avodah Zorah using similar language. Rabbah holds that the Avodah Zorah being thrown into the Yam HaMelech doesn't require grinding, but chametz thrown into the rivers does. Rav Yosef says the opposite. The Avodah Zorah, which doesn't dissolve, requires grinding, but chametz that does dissolve does not require crumbling. So the strong man showing off his strength by crumbling chametz in one hand while grinding Avodah Zorah in the other was embarrassed when he was told that the chametz belonged to a nachri, which reminds us that the next Mishnah states, chametz shel nachri she'avra lav pesach mutter b'hana. Chametz belonging to a nachri after Pesach has passed is mutter b'hana, while Yisrael asr b'hana, but chametz that belonged to a Jew over Pesach is asr b'hana, she'ne'amar lo yarocha sa'or, as it says, lavan shall not be seen to. Rashi cites the Gemara's conclusion that the pasuk cite as the reason for the ruling, meaning that the Jew's chametz is forbidden because he's penalized after having transgressed the prohibition against having it in his possession over Pesach. So the strong man showing off his strength by crumbling chametz in one hand while grinding avodah zor in the other was embarrassed when he was told that the chametz belonged to a nachri and that he better relearn the three shitas regarding the iser chametz, which reminds us that it's a three-way machos between Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yossi Aglili regarding when chametz is aser and what one is liable for. So once again, the strong man showing off his strength by crumbling chametz in one hand while grinding avodah zor in the other was embarrassed when he was told that the chametz belonged to a nachri and that he better relearn the three shitas regarding the Iser Chametz. This is Rabbi Avram Golden Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.